Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am making a shocking confession in this morning's Two Dudes Talking About The Bachelor. It might be the most dramatic Two Dudes Talking About The Bachelorette ever.
Uh-oh.
Two dudes talking about The Bachelorette.
I'm going to be 100% honest to everybody in this room, as I always am. I'm a truth teller. You all know that. My parents got to town last night. I did not watch a second of The Bachelorette.
Sounds like one and a half dudes talking about The Bachelorette.
I'm sorry. I know I've got a proper team to carry me, though. Although, I will say I feel a little bit smarter having not watched The Bachelorette.
Oh, well, maybe. Congratulations. I think your head's a little bigger now.
I regained some brain cells. So all I want to hear is that Luke P. was sent packing, and I will be a happy clam.
Nope.
Sorry. Hate to disappoint.
Yeah, right.
He is still there.
Was there a fight?
Was there
a couple makeout sessions?
Dude,
not with them.
She's all over everybody.
She does like to make out, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you can always tell when she's been drinking because her nose turns red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My mom's nose turns red, too. What a weird pairing that just was.
Are you trying to get your mom to be the next Bachelorette?
My mom, little Bonnie, whenever she has a glass of wine, all of a sudden she's leading Santa's sleigh. It's
right?
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Red nose, right?
All right. So a quick recap, Mark. Give John a recap.
And okay, Jess, because Jess got something to say. She's full of fire this morning.
I am. Well, I just think we should talk about Luke because he is doing something
Thank you.
He is doing something that is very common that happens a lot in relationships that I never...
In your opinion.
In my opinion.
What's that? What's it called?
It's called gaslighting. Okay. This happens a lot.
Gaslighting.
Okay, so what is gaslighting?
Gaslighting is somebody manipulating you to make you think like you're the crazy one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And that's exactly what he's doing.
That happens a lot in relationships.
Yeah.
Both sides do
does.
It.
Yeah.
So wait
absolutely
a second. Don't you
does.
Have to have a relationship to be able to do that? How is he able to do that while he's trying to compete with a dozen other dudes?
Because she likes him. Mm-hmm. She likes him, and in her head.
So is she stupid?
Yes. No. No,
no.
She's not. No, no. She's not stupid. The thing is like,
because how do you like this guy? He's an
because
absolute
in her
tool.
Heart, she's like, oh, I like this guy. I want to give him a chance. And maybe she wants to, air quotes, fix him.
Oh, I see.
You know, but in her head, her logical self is saying, this guy is whack. And to me, to see him, he's whack.
Okay.
The only thing I can think of, I meant no disrespect to her when I asked if she was stupid. I'm just wondering, we were all seeing this. So I'm wondering if we are all seeing this as a purposeful plan of ABC, and she's seeing something entirely different, the actual real guy. I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt.
They finally had a one-on-one last night.
Okay.
And the entire time, it was like they were fighting. Like, they were in a relationship for a long time, and she couldn't understand him. And she felt like she was going crazy. She's like, I don't understand you, and you're not understanding me, and I don't understand what you do, and I don't know what to do. I'm confused.
So dump him.
That's what I keep saying.
What are you wasting your time for? Why am I yelling?
She wanted him to, like... tell her how he feels, and he just couldn't do it.
Because he has no feelings, because he is a dark, empty void.
And you're right, Jess. The whole time I was like, dude, you have like 10 other guys right now. Why are you spending so much time with this guy? And she got him on a one-on-one, so there was like no other guys and stuff like that. And I think she actually saw who he is. And they didn't do a rose ceremony.
Mm-mm. Again?
Okay. They didn't do it again.
Isn't that the point of the stupid show? Is to kick someone off at the end?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, I'm bummed because the bass player for Led Zeppelin was sent home last night.
John Paul Jones
is gone.
I wanted him to win just because I wanted Zeppelin represented somewhere on The Bachelorette.
But I tell you,
guys, if you're scoffing this segment right now, I'd be like, dudes, come on. I'm going to give you some relationship advice because no one's better at doling out relationship advice than me. I cracked myself up on that one. If you want to help your relationship, guys, watch The Bachelorette with your girl and do the exact opposite of what the dudes do on
TV.
You want to be happy for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
Mark, thank you.
All right.
Thank you for your service. Happy Father's Day.
Two
thank you.
Dudes talking about The Bachelorette.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.